Well, Jane is following the advice of her new next-door neighbor, Mrs. Frederick, who says a wife can be a big help to her husband in business. Mrs. Frederick demonstrated how she does it, and Jane immediately invited to dinner Mr. Tumley, a prospective customer of Mr. Ace's. She followed this up by dropping in at the office this afternoon and going out to lunch with Mr. Tumley. It's later the same evening at the Ace's bungalow. We find Mr. Ace alone. The door open.
Is that you?
Well, all depends on who you is.
Oh, it's you, Marge. I thought it was Jane.
Jane? Why? Where is she?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea.
Hello, Jack. Laura?
Only for a half hour.
Half hour? Have you been home that long?
Yes.
It's only 6 now. How'd you get home so early?
Because I couldn't stand it at the office anymore. Look, Marge, today at noon I had Mr. Tumley at the office. I had Neff there, too. It looked like the deal was a cinch. Tumley was in that same good mood he was in last night here at dinner. Neff was just patting me on the back, practically, telling me what a deal I had put over. And suddenly everything went black.
Went black? What do you mean?
Jane came in.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't.
I think I do. She spoiled the deal, is that it?
I don't know. All I know is she waltzed out of the office with him, with Tumley. They went to lunch.
Right.
Oh, it was Tumley's idea, of course. Jane's his little playmate now, he says.
What a fair.
If she'd only have called me or something.
In other words, you mean you haven't heard from her since then?
What other words? There are no other words. I told you what happened. I don't know where she is. I don't know where Tumley is. Neff's been calling me all afternoon, every 10 minutes.
Well, I don't understand why I didn't close the deal before he went out.
Oh, it was a nightmare, Marge. My mistake was when I called Neff in. I thought he ought to be there because he's a senior partner and all that, and a deal this big. Well, he ought to be there. That was my mistake.
How do you mean, mistake?
Well, Tumley, with his sense of humor, you know, he says he wants a $5 reduction off the price we quoted him.
$5? You're kidding, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not kidding. It sounds like it, but that's Tumley's idea of being funny. He's known Mr. Neff for years, and he knows how tight he is, and he wants to be able to tell the boys at the golf club that he beat Neff out of $5. Well, that's all Neff had to hear. Big business at play.
Neff refused the $5 reduction?
Yes, I tried to tell him that $5 on a deal that big didn't mean anything, but he was mad. He wasn't going to let Tumley put anything over on him. And the madder he got, the madder it's no more Tumley laughed, and I just sat there quietly aging.
You do look as if you'd been run over by something.
I have been. Well, that wasn't so bad. I might have straightened that out when Jane walked in. What was she doing there?
I was just going to ask you that.
Well, I saved you the trouble. I don't know. But it's got something to do with that Frederick woman next door.
Ethel?
Yes, Ethel and Baxter. I don't know what it is. I haven't been paying much attention to her, but that woman's putting something in Jane's bonnet as if there were room.
Oh, I know. Maybe Jane's next door now.
No, I thought of that. I've called there already. If she doesn't get here soon, I'm going to...
Well, Jane knows this is a big deal. You got on with Mr. Tumley. That's why she invited him here for dinner last night, to make up to him, to get him to sign up.
All right, I'll forgive her for that. But today, how does she happen to pick the day to come to the office? And the minute Mr. Tumley sees her, he loses interest in the whole thing. All he wants to do is to go out to lunch and to dance someplace.
Yes.
The last I heard before losing consciousness was Jane saying, "I'll bet you're as light as a fender." Well, you should have heard the laugh that got. Say nothing of the laugh is getting now. What's so funny about being so close to a deal this big and having it slip through my fingers?
Oh, now don't say it slipped through. Somehow or other, I have a lot of faith in his playmate.
Who?
In Jane. She knows what she's doing.
When did that start?
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm beginning to piece this together. Jane's doing an Ethel Frederick.
A what?
She's doing for you what Ethel does for Baxter.
She's doing for me what... Now, listen, Marge. Do I sound like Baxter? Am I the kind of a guy that lets his wife walk?
Well, I think she's home. Is that you, Jane?
Yes, Marge.
At last. Where were you?
What a day, what a day.
Where were you?
What a day, what a day.
Jane, please, I'm a nervous man. I've stood about all I can for one day. Will you come to the point? Where were you?
I was with Mr. Tumley. You know I was.
Yes, I know, but you knew where I was, too. Why didn't you phone me? Why didn't you let me know what was going on?
Oh, Were you worried about me, dear?
No, yes, I was worried about you too, Jane, but I know you can take care of yourself. But I was worried about this deer I'm trying to sell Cumley on.
Oh, that?
Yes, that little $250,000 building Mr. Cumley wants to put up.
Yes, he told me all about it.
He told you all about it? What did he say?
Oh, more things. Oh, we had more fun. Marge, we went to the Carter House to tea. They danced there, you know. Oh, we danced and laughed and danced, mostly laughed. What were you laughing about? Oh, I don't know, just silly things. You know how you do.
No, I don't know. How do you do?
Hello, dear. I said hello when I
called. Oh, isn't this all? Well, why didn't you call me after lunch and let me know what was going on? You know I was worried about that deal.
Well, what did you do, Jane? Tell us everything.
Well, like I told you, first we had lunch. I had a salad. Oh, it was delicious, too. And then maybe it was vinegar and all.
Without the details.
Oh, it wouldn't be good without the details. That's what made the paper good.
He means we want to get down to the story. What happened, Jane?
Well, after we finished eating lunch, he said, what now? And I said, well, I'll pay my half if that's what
you said. What?
Yes, because that's what I thought he meant at first, but he didn't. He just laughed. He said, I mean, where do we go from here?
Boy.
Yes. What?
Where did you go? What happened after lunch?
Well, he said first he wanted to go to his apartment and change his shoes because he wanted to go someplace to dance, and he had on these shoes, and they hurt him.
Oh.
So he said, first, let's go up to my apartment. Well, I gave him a look. I hardly know the man, much less anything about him, and I certainly told him a thing. Well, you should have seen his apartment, Mark. The most beautiful place I ever saw.
You actually went there?
Oh, yes. It was all right. He used it for an office, too.
An office?
Oh, yes. He had people working there, his secretary. She was nice. A woman in her middle ages, I should say.
I don't care. What did you do? Did you mention the deal?
Well, while we were there, he said he had to sign some mail. And I said, all right. So he signed some letters. And then I said, well, as long as you're signing things, would you sign something for me?
I don't care to hear of sign what for you.
Oh, you're interested, huh?
Jane, will you please?
Jane, did he sign it?
Well, he said, sign what? And I said, oh, something. And he said, what? And I said, oh, something. And he said, what?
Oh, that explains why you didn't get home till now. That went on all afternoon.
Oh, Jane, honey, did he sign the deal?
Well, let me tell this my way.
All right, go ahead, Jane, but hurry.
Jane, it's funny, isn't it? Well, he said, sign what? So I said, that deal you were going to have with my husband. He said, oh, that. And I said, yes, I'd sure like to have your autograph. I said, if you sign it, I have a book where I take all my favorite autographs, and I'd sure like to taste you. Well,
what?
You should have heard him laugh.
What in the mess? What did he say to that?
Well, he said, let's go someplace and have a cocktail and talk this over.
Cocktail, you?
Yes, imagine me drinking cocktail.
You didn't.
Oh, did I? He told me what to have. It's a drink called Cuba Libre. They make it with Coca-Cola and rum. Oh, and it's marvelous without the rum. That's the way I have it.
Oh,
really, it tastes wonderful, Mark. He had a drink called a sidecar. Oh, he had about six. They look good, too. He wanted me to try a sidecar, but I told him I never mix my drinks.
Okay, you know all the lingo, don't you?
Yes, well, what can I tell you? So I got to talking about the deal again.
At last. I knew you'd come to it.
Oh, I did. Well, he got to talking, and he told me about how he made all his money. His father left it to him, you know.
Yeah, the hard way.
Yes, and he said he had to work hard to keep the money. Once it looked like he was going to lose it all, but he kept his fist up and stuff, and it turned out that he not only didn't lose it, but he made a lot more. And
that's
then...
very interesting, Jane. But now get down to the deal.
Well, hold your horse. I'm kind of good. Let me see. Where was I?
In a cocktail lounge.
Oh, yes. Well, finally I said, how about the deal my husband wants you to sign? And he said, make it the same, waiter. And I said, what? And he said, let's have another. And I said, oh.
Oh.
Oh, not like that. Just, oh. Like I didn't understand what he meant. Well, anyhow, he had another sidecar, and he pulled the contract out of his pocket about the deal.
Now we're getting to it.
Well, I sat there while Roger read the contract, or whatever it was.
Well, new character, Cecil. Wait a minute. Who did you say that to?
Roger. That's Mr. Cumley.
Oh.
Aren't you two getting along famously by that?
Oh, yes. We decided to call each other by our first names, Roger.
Okay, Roger. What happened?
Well, he finally turned to me, and he said, do you really want me to sign this thing? And I said, do I? And he said, well, do you? And I said, do I? Laugh? So everybody in the place was looking at us. And then he said, may I have the pressure of the next band? And we danced.
While the contract sat it out.
Yes. Yeah. Well, but after the dance, Jane, my name can't stand my father. After the dance, what happened? Well, we came back to our table, and he had another sidecar. And I said, well, how about the deal? And he said, well, I'll sign it, but I'm only doing it for you. Are you getting a bonus, he said. And I said, no, I wasn't in the war. Well, that started off again.
In the war?
Well, that must have started right out of the place. Oh, no, that came later.
What came later?
Oh, wait, I tell you. He started to take out his fountain when all of a sudden the head waiter came over and said, not so much noise, please. And Roger said, go away, boy, you bother me. And the waiter said,
I mean, he started a brawl.
Oh, no, I didn't try.
Why? I said, brawl.
What is this? What happened?
Well, they kept talking to and from, and finally Roger invited the waiter to sit down and have a sidecar. And the waiter said, no. Well, that got him really mad. And when the waiter said that Roger couldn't have any more sidecars either, and would he please go home, well, Roger said, we'll see about that. And he said, I'll sit here till I get one. And the waiter went away. Then he said to me, it's getting late, but I'm going to stay here. He said, here, I'll sign this, and you go home.
Sign this?
Yeah, that's what he said. I didn't understand what he meant. But when I saw him writing his name on the contract, well, that's all
you
I wanted.
Did?
Yes, and here it is.
Well, why didn't you say? Let me see that.
There it is on the dotted line.
That's it, all right. There it is.
And where's Mr. Tudley?
Oh, I left him there. I said, why don't you come over to our house for dinner, I said. And he said, no. He said, believe it or not, I'm waiting for a sidecar.
For a sidecar.
Well, I know he's still there. Well, here, well, thank you,
everyone. Jane really proved Mrs. Sedgwick's point. Just what the after effects will be, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.